The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Whether through smurfing or legal purchases for sale elsewhere, counterfeit tax stamps, selling off the books, or phony retail stores, the profits for reselling Virginia cigarettes in high tobacco tax states are surging. Senator Janet Howell is the bill's chief sponsor.
We have a major problem because our tax is only 30 cents a pack, and New York City is over $6 a pack, so it's very advantageous for smugglers to get involved in cigarette trafficking. The profits are huge. They're bigger than drugs.
In fact, one truckload of 800 cases of cigarettes yields a $4 million profit. Howell says the bills make it a felony to possess 500 or more cartons with the intent to distribute them. They impose tough penalties for selling unstamped or counterfeit cigarettes and for receiving unstamped products. Trafficking also becomes a crime under state racketeering laws.
People may ask, well, why do we care? But the fact of the matter is it's bringing in organized crime and ties to terrorism.
One example is a Hezbollah cell found to be making money by smuggling cigarettes. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.